You hold our times in your hand. You are God, and besides you there is none. No other God. You speak and we receive life. You speak and we are healed. You speak, we are delivered. You speak and we're made prosperous. You speak and every work of darkness is destroyed. One word from your mouth, one word from you changes our lives forever. We believe in you. Our faith is in you. And we bow in total adoration. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You hold my every moment. You calm the raging seas. You walk with me through fire and heal all disease. Thank you, Jesus. You all will ever need. For in you is the fullness of life. When we have you, there is nothing else that we cannot have. For all things came out of you. And by your Spirit, you have deposited within us the essence of life. So out of our bellies flows rivers, streams of living water. We give you praise. Be exalted, King of Kings, Lord of Lords forever. Thank you for this day that you have made for us to rejoice and be glad. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, worship team. That was awesome. Today is the 15th day of March. And the devotional today is captioned, "You can have a strong mind." Somebody say, "I have a strong mind." Paul told the Corinthians, but we have the mind of Christ, the Messiah, and do hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 16. God has planned that we be transformed into Christ's image, Romans 8:29, and this transformation takes place by the renewing of our minds, Romans 12:2 and 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 18. As we fill our minds with the word and the knowledge of Christ, we are constantly changed and transformed into his image. As our minds, thoughts, wills, emotions, desires, and purposes are renewed, we become governed by the Holy Spirit and begin to manifest Christ's life. Paul prayed that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your heart flooded with light, so that you can know and understand the hope to which he has called you, and how rich is his glorious inheritance in the saints, his set-apart ones, and so that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of his power in and for us who believe, as demonstrated in the working of his mighty strength. Ephesians 1 and verse 17. God has planned that we have a strong mind with the ability to control every thought, imagination, desire, and emotion, and through the spiritual weapons he has given us, bring them into obedience to Christ and conformity to the will of God. Don't settle for anything less. Make this declaration with me. God has planned that I have a strong mind with the ability to control every thought, imagination, desire, and emotion. Through the spiritual weapons he has given me, my mind will conform into conformity to the will of God. I have the mind of Christ, not the mind of the world, not the mind of the devil, not the mind of the society. I have the mind of Christ. It is a mind that is void of fear, defeat, shame, confusion. I have the mind of Christ. It is bold. It is firm. It is steadfast. It destroys strongholds. I have the mind of Christ. It's a good mind. It doesn't forget good. It shuns sin. It rejects sin. It rejects everything that is of the devil, but cleaves to that which is good, honorable, pleasant, adorable. The mind of Christ. It's a powerful mind. That's what I've got. A powerful mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? Then shout hallelujah. Amen. The world is living in great fear, but that's not our portion. Amen? Now, I'm going to share with you some things today from the Word of God that are going to be very important. It's nothing that you have not heard before. But you need to remind yourself about what you know and make use of the tools that God has invested in you through the years. Amen? Hallelujah. But in a natural, we do natural things too. We're natural people as well as spiritual people. So while the world has their preventive ways of washing your hands, sanitizing it, not coughing on people, hallelujah, being pleasant, praise God, we do those things too. Amen? We respect each other's space. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We love God. We love people. We love ourselves. Amen? But living in fear, that we don't do. Glory be to God. Because what the devil has does not belong to me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Remember what the Lord said at the beginning of the year. He said, this is the year of separation. Do you remember me saying that? He's going to separate us from the world. Every word that is spoken prophetically is spoken for a reason. Amen? So see your separation. You're in Goshen. Hallelujah. Amen. There are certain things that happened until the finger of God. Whatever happened to the Egyptians happened to the people of God until the finger of God. The world said, this is the finger of God. And that is the glory of God. And the word of God says to us, he spoke prophetically to us that this is the year of the manifestation of his glory. Now you're going to see the difference. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Are you about and ready to enjoy the difference? Amen. Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mama is going to come and lead us in our time of prayer. And children, you may come and get ready. The presence of the Lord is really strong this morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Hallelujah. Children, you can move a little bit forward so there's room for the others. Hallelujah. That's good. Praise the Lord. Let's pray for our children. And if you need prayer at this time, you can always join the kids. I told you that many times. So you can always step in and let God also touch you because you're God's little children. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all our children, all our teachers. We thank you for all our family. We bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that your hand will touch every one of them. From age 120 to zero, those in seed form in the womb, those that are yet to come and those that are here, those in every age of life, touch every one of them. Minister your grace to them, oldest to the youngest. Jesus, you are Lord over every one of them. All our biological children, spiritual and partners all over the world and extended families, let your hand touch them. While the world is afraid now, it's not part of us. Your word has told us, fear not. So we only have faith, not fear. So we thank you for the spirit of faith. Pray it over every one of them now, that they will know when they go to school, when they are home, when they are with their family, nothing evil shall touch them. They are protected by the blood of Jesus, by the word of God. The angels of the Lord encamp around them. They are in safety. They are in the name of the Lord, which is a strong tower that the righteous run into, and they are safe. So no evil shall touch them. In the coming days, they are safe. 24/7 every day of the year, they are in God's system. They are part of light of God. And that light is shining. and every darkness cannot touch them. We thank you that we'll continue to celebrate. We'll hear of the evil out there, but it shall never touch our home. It shall never touch our street. For our sake, their neighbors are safe. Their partners are safe. Church family are safe. Businesses are safe. In the name of Jesus. If you believe this, say a big amen. 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 God bless you. We'll see you later. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you into the service. Spirit of wisdom, spirit of knowledge, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. For the words you speak, they are spirit and life. We receive you into our lives, into our church, into our families, into our homes, our cities, our businesses, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, remember me. Maranatha, come. Lord Jesus, come. May he come for you and your household. Whatever he's doing in the now, may you and your family be part of that. May you not be an outcast in his presence, but may you be drawn into his presence. When he finally comes to take us home, may we forever be with him. In Jesus' name, amen. Say a big amen. Amen. Where the Bible says some will be taken, some will be left behind. You will never be left behind. Say, I'm not the left behind group. I'm the together with him group. Amen. You shall have what you say. So are you going to live that way? Turn your Bible to Psalm 91. I know we've been standing, so I'm going to ask you to read this as your prayer today. Psalm 91 should be part of your family prayer all the time. Amen? All right, let's start reading. It's only 16 verses, very fast. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That means you stay in his presence all the time. That consciousness should be with you. Say amen. Verse 2. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. He said, you will do what? I will say. So you must learn to say. Say, read two again. Don't just be reading. You got to read and let what you are reading be with you. So that means you stay present. You don't start saying things and your mind is everywhere else. You must be present. Amen? So you say it, and so shall it be. You shall have what you say. So you're going to say how it's going to be for you. Say, I will say of the Lord, read together, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. So all the pestilence going on right now, he says you are delivered from it. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. How many of you know God is not a chicken? He doesn't have feathers. It's just that he's the hands of the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. He's covering you. with his presence. You have a special shield. It's on you now. Somebody say, I got my shield on. Sickness and disease can't penetrate it. Even demons can't penetrate it. That's what you're saying right now. So as you say a big amen. Amen. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. The enemy is spilling them out, but he said, don't be afraid. Because you're not in that system. So he can't find you. Hallelujah. Throw any missile, it misses. You are invisible to it. Say amen. Somebody say, me and my household, we are invisible to the enemy. That's what it says. So you are saying it. I will say. Are you saying? So say with confidence this morning. Verse 6, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. It is doing, you can see it in the world, but it's not for you. Say amen. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. What did the Bible say? It shall not come nigh thee. Let the world be counting thousands that are falling. It shall not come nigh thee. You better say a big amen. Amen. It shall not come nigh you and your family. Amen. Verse 8. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Say amen. Amen. Yes, you will see it in the news, but it will never be you. Amen. Say Passover. And because of you, your street will be safe. Amen. So call your street at this time. Call your grocery store at this time. Call your city at this time. You begin to declare. You will say what is going to happen. Amen. Somebody say, I will say. Some of you are not sure. You are going, I will say. Do that. And when you are in trouble, you call. So trouble, you are not telling trouble, vamoose. Take a hike. Get out of here. You will say, God has authorized you, you will do it. Somebody say amen. Amen. You are a child of the Most High God. Verse 9, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Say amen. Amen. You are staying with him. He is your habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Say amen. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. This is a good news before any news. It is written, and so it is. And I say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. This is our prayer. So when I finish this, I say, so shall it be upon everyone. And then I'm going to go sit down. So if you didn't pray along now, you have missed. You can catch up. We have 6 more left. Verse 11. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Say amen. Angels of the Most High God, they have been dispatched. They are ministering angels. The Bible says they are ministering spirits assigned to you. You don't see them, you don't see spirit, but they are present. Just like you don't see the wind, you feel the wind. So you have called the angels, you say, and so it is. Angels don't move until you command them. They hearken to the voice of the word. As we are speaking this word now, they have moved. You don't speak the word, they don't move. You can die right there and they watch you. And then the death angel will come and take you away. So we are saying. Somebody say, I'm going to say. Say like you mean it. When you know that you know, you don't hesitate in speaking. You always speak with confidence. Somebody shout hallelujah. Because you're speaking with the Spirit of the living God. And you're speaking from your spirit. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Verse 12. They shall bear thee up in thy hand, in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Somebody shout hallelujah. Ministering angels are not little, tiny, little people size. Sometimes they appear in human form, but in their real form, they are big. They're big boys. Somebody shout hallelujah. Well, the Bible says one angel, the head is in the heavens, the feet is on the earth, the sword is across the whole city of Jerusalem. That's one angel. Now, take that devil. And God says he's giving you many of those. But that's in your Bible. If you just read it, you know what belongs to you. Verse 13, thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, and the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under thy feet. Amen. Under my feet. Amen. You got feet? Stamp it under my feet. That's what the word says. So that's your portion. So the person who's going to be smiling is you, not you crying. Instead of you crying, you'll be smiling. Say, ha, 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 I got some weapons. Even there are weapons under your feet. Eh? When the lion goes, you go. When the dragon goes around, you go. The adder, you go. It doesn't matter what it is. Trample. Trample. So you should be going around your house. You don't know how to march. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier. And while you're doing that, you're saying dragons, lions, sickness, disease, virus. Woo! Amen! Woo! You see, you begin to have fun instead of fear. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Wasn't that fun? Yeah. Yeah, hallelujah. Where did I stop? 14. Because he has set his love upon me. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm so loved. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high. Because he had known my name. Do you know his name this morning? Can you call his name? Can you call his name? Jesus. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Say amen. Amen. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Say a big amen. Amen. Say, I receive the word of the Lord for my life right now. Word of God, Psalm 91, verse 1 to 16. You are walking in my life right now. You are walking in my family right now. You are walking in my church right now. You are walking in Glory and Peace Church. You are walking in the city of Winnipeg. You are walking in Canada. You are walking in Israel. You are walking in the nations. You are walking in Jerusalem. You are walking over every business, every family, everyone we are praying for right now. You are walking in their lives. As we call their names, what we have declared is their portion. Over our federal government, over our province of Manitoba, over the city of Winnipeg, over chief of police, over fire chief, over civic leaders, over everyone who walks in the land, over the nation of Israel, over Jerusalem, over Canada, over Nigeria, over United States of America, over Eritrea, over all First Nations and Barron's First Nations, over Glory and Peace Church International, over Apostle Mike Efezino, over Pastor Maria Efezino, over all our sons and our daughters and their seeds and all biological and spiritual children and partners and extended family, over Morris Cerullo World Evangelism, over Legacy Center, over Papa and Mama Cerullo and family, over Kenneth Copeland Ministries, over Brother Kenneth and Sister Gloria Copeland and family, over Sister Margaret Asinog and all the communion servers, over Pastor Henry and Pastor Choice Dunjan family, over Sister Catherine Cramble and her family, over Sister Jennifer Pottinger and her family, over Covenant Aluminum and Glass, over Brother Andrew and Sister Loretta Loyan family, over every family of Glory and Peace Church International, all over the world and all our partners, over the service this morning, and over every household, over every business, and over every neighborhood that our church family live in, and their streets and their neighbors.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we open our heart now to receive your holy word.
Amen.
Let it come with power, with grace, with favor, with truth, with mercy, and with every tool and equipment that we need to live a daily victorious life.
Amen.
Giving glory and honor to you.
Father,
bless the carrier of the word, the giver of the word, the receiver of the word, and those who publish the word by telling somebody that Jesus saves and he loves them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Bless our thanksgiving offering, that our tithes and our offering are blessed and acceptable before you, not rejected like Cain, but accepted like Abel's. In the mighty name of Jesus, and bless our communion time in Jesus' mighty name. For when the enemy see the blood of Jesus on us, he will pass over. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. The God we serve is faithful, isn't he? Well, this morning, we're going to continue with a passage of scripture that we just read a moment ago. It's one thing to read the scriptures. It's one thing to say what the Word of God says. But we must understand the foundation for the effective manifestation of that word. For example, let's say you have $1 million in the bank. I like that, amen. I say amen too. So, you have $1 million in the bank. And in a few years, we're going to have less and less of banking with people in the bank. You know, there's going to be some there for some very serious stuff. But most things are going to happen with your app. Okay, so you have a username and you have a password. You got $1 million in the bank. You want to transfer that money or cash in on that money. But you don't remember your password. And you don't remember your username. How are you going to move that money? Well, that's what Psalm 91 is. You got this big account, but how do you get it? How do you move what God has promised you and be able to use it? Do you want to find out? Praise God. Because there are going to be people who are going to quote this passage as we did today. And then don't get the result of what the Word of God says. And they wonder, why didn't I get it? So let's get the cobwebs off. And let's find out how this works. It might surprise you that it's simple. And the answer is right there. But we're going to explain. Amen? The Word of God says, he that dwelleth, he that what? Dwelleth. He that dwelleth, he that makes his abode, he that abides, he that remains, he that continues. Are you with me? You sure? He that is established, enduring, settled, in the secret place. Of the Most High shall abide. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth stays, is established in the secret place. Now, many years ago, I'm sure we still have that series available on the secret place. Now, I encourage you to get a copy of that and listen to that message, the secret place. What is the secret place? The bottom line, I don't want to spend my time too much there today because I want to get somewhere else. The secret place is the presence of God. Amen? The presence of God. And I explained from the Word of God how that was the place, the secret place, the presence of God. And one of the things we talked about in that regard, the secret place, is the acknowledgement of the fact that you know, that you know, that you know, that you're in the secret place or the presence of God 24/7. That's when nobody's there and you're by yourself, or you are there with everybody. When your attitude, the words that come out of your mouth, what you say in private, you cannot say in public and be characterized as a child of God. You don't understand the secret place. Because you are living not in the fear of God, but in the fear of men. Are you with me? So if I cannot come and slap you in public, pow, because there are people there, witnesses, and people are going to say, hey, pastor, you hit somebody? Oh my God, but I can do it in private? Then I don't understand the secret place, because I have more reverence for people than for God. I don't understand that God sees everywhere. I think that God is only present where people see. Hello? Okay, so the secret place is a place of the presence of God. This is the place where God hides you. But the secret place where God hides you is also a very vulnerable place where he puts you in the secret place of his presence, sets you upon a rock. Before your enemies. It's a secret place, hiding in plain view. It says, the one who dwells, abides in that secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow, the pinions, the covering of the Almighty. And he gets to say something. First thing, he says, I will serve the Lord. He is my refuge. This is the first thing you got to do. You got to say, the Lord is my refuge, and he is my fortress. Okay? You got to say. So if you don't say, you're not staying there. You say with your mouth, the Lord is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. I place my trust in God. That's how you continue to stay. The Lord is my refuge and my fortress. He said it. Amen? Praise the Lord. Are you with me so far? Okay. Now, all that is good. Let's go real quickly, and then I'll begin to build on what the Word of God is saying to us. It says, surely he shall deliver thee. When you're saying this, that the Lord is this to you, it says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, the entrapments of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wing shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and what? Buckler. It says, because of this, you recognizing that he is your refuge and your fortress, it says you're not going to be have any reason to be afraid. Amen? For the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Now we like verse 7. But this is where we are going to start building on what the criteria of this passage stands for. First of all, we're going to talk about the dwelling. I'm going to go there. I'm going to talk about dwelling in just a moment. Not forgotten about that. That's key. It says, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Why? Verse 8. It says, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold. You're going to see the reward of the wicked. Only with your eyes you're going to see that. The reward of the wicked. Reason? Because, don't say because. Say it again, because. Thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy what? Habitation, where you abide. Amen? Okay? Because you've made the Lord your abiding place. Hello? That's why it's going to work. Because the Lord is your habitation. He's your refuge and your fortress, and you are staying there. So if you're not staying there, if the Lord, the Most High, is not your habitation, you don't have a claim. That make sense? Okay. Now, the Word of God is going to say more to us about the reason for this. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Second reason. One, The Lord is your habitation. Two. Four. And when I went to English class, they taught me that you can interchange those two words, for and because. Yeah? Verse 11. For he shall give his angels charge over thee. This is the second reason why this is going to work. Because he will give his angels charge over thee. For he will give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. In other words, to direct you, to protect you wherever you go. Angelic assistance. Second reason. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Now, there is a third reason. But the third reason is linked to the first reason of abiding. Verse 14. Because, someone said because. Because what? He had set his love upon me. So you don't set your love unto the Lord, forget it. It's Bush who said, you Bush Senior, read my lips. But he was lying through his lips. But this one is not a lie. Because he had set his love upon me. Therefore, will I deliver him? So clear in the passage is this. If you have not set your love upon him, you don't have a claim. I will set him on high because he had known my name. I will set him on high because he had known my name. Don't be foolish and say, well, that's Old Testament. Because now we're going to go into New Testament and explain Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. In 1 John chapter 4, and those that were in the prayer service Friday will be greatly advantaged. You know, when we say prayer service, what you need to understand if you've not been in the prayer services is that it is not just praying, it is teaching and praying. We pray with understanding the word. We pray the word of God. Amen? So we read the word of God, we understand what the word of God is saying, and then we pray it. In 1 John chapter 4, starting to read from verse 12. 1 John 4, starting to read from verse 12. The word of God says, no man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, well, watch this now. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. So first thing, no man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, if we have love one for another, God dwelleth in us. Amen? Okay? That's God's part. But we're going to get to the man's side. And his love is perfected in us. Verse 13. Hereby know we that we dwell in him. Oh. He that dwelleth in this secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he had given us of his, what? His Spirit. Okay, he has given us of his Spirit. We know that we dwell in him, and he dwells in us, because he's given us of his Spirit. Now, what is this Spirit? The Holy Spirit. But it's also the Word of God. Amen? For the words that I speak unto you, they are what? Spirit, and they are life. Now, when we understand that, we begin to understand something else. And I'm going to bring that particular statement of his Spirit to the fact that the Word of God tells us something about the Spirit, which is his Word. But the Word of God says every word of God is inspired. Yeah? Okay. So we know that every word that God speaks is inspired of God. I'm going to come back to 1 John 4:13 and read some more. Every word of God is inspired. It is Spirit-breathed. It is breathed out by the Spirit. Every word of God. Theonoutos. A Spirit-breathed. So we have the Word of God. It is breathed out by God. And what does it do? Remember, in Genesis, the Bible says God breathed into man and man became a living soul. Yeah? It is the Word of God that makes our soul profitable. So when we receive the Word of God that God breathes and it comes inside of us and it stays and abides, we have life. Actually, when God created man, it was not air that he breathed into man. It was not air. It was his word. So, Pastor, where did you get that from? Let's look at Psalm 33 for a moment. I'll come back to 1 John again. Psalm 33. I want to look at verse 5 and 6, specifically verse 6. Verse 5 says, watch this, Psalm 33 and verse 5. It says, he loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. So that's the first thing I want to tap into. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. And that's all I want to know, the goodness of the Lord. Now, verse 6. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the what? By the what? By the what? By the breath of his mouth. So the world was created by the word of God, and the word of God now tells us is the breath from his mouth. Hello? You got that? So, when God created you, he breathed into you his word. And when man received that word inside of him, he came alive. It is the word of God that causes you to come alive and to stay alive. Because when your breath is gone, you will have kicked the bucket. That wasn't too nice. You're done. You're finished. The breath, the word of God, is what gives you and I life. So I must live by the word of God. The word of God says they just live by faith. Yes? True? They just live by faith. But faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. So they just live by the word of God. You must make friends with the word of God. Because that's how you continue. The one who continues in my word, that's the person that is my disciple indeed. And you then will know the truth, and then the truth then makes you free. If you continue in my word, if you dwell in my word, if you are settled in my word, you get to know the truth. And the truth then will make you free. Make sense? Okay. We're going somewhere. Just layer by layer, so you understand what we're talking about. The word of God says in 1 John, let's go back to 1 John chapter 4 and verse 13. 1 John 4 and verse 13. First John chapter 4 and verse 13. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he had given us of his spirit, which is his word. He's given us of his spirit, which is his what? Word. And it is through that word that we live. In him we live and move and have our being. Amen? Praise the Lord. Verse 14. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. 15. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. Whosoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, who is the way, the truth, and the life, the resurrection and the life, the way, the door. Yeah? Whosoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Whosoever believes in that Son, God dwells in him, and he in God confesses, says the same thing, homologia, says the same thing. Whatever God says, you say. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. Yeah? I will say of the Lord, for he... Take me back to Psalm 91, I will come back again. Psalm 91. Let's look back to verse 7. We'll pick it up from verse 7. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Verse 8. Only with an eye Shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked? Verse 9. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. No plague comes nigh thy dwelling. I don't care what kind of name they call it. There was a man of God called John G. Lake. A plague was destroying people. And they got the culture of that plague and put it on his skin. And guess what happened to the... It all died. Because there's so much power inside of you that it destroys everything that the devil has. Now, the worst thing that you as a believer can do right now, well, whatever the world says, that's their truth. I'm not here to debate COVID-19 or 21 or 50 or 1 billion. I'm not here to debate any kind of sickness, any kind of disease, you know. Yeah, look. They said, if you sneeze on your elbow. Then they said, when you shake hands, shake with your elbow. Hey, come on. What are we doing here? I moved it from the face to the elbow so that we can get contact. I'm not poo-pooing what they are saying. But my faith is not based on what the world is doing. Because what the world does causes them to live in fear and empty out Super Value and Walmart and Costco, and they start fighting. But that is not my portion. Not when I believe the word of God, that God is a God of increase, that God can multiply what I have. I don't have to run crazy. What connection has toilet paper with nobody told us that it causes diarrhea. But all over the, you got to know that this is a spirit. There's some lady that filled up a whole room with toilet paper that's going to last for 21 years. Oh my God. What are we doing? Living in fear. When the word of God says, God has not given to you or to me the spirit of fear. Living in fear. No, if I'm going to keep distance from you, I do it out of respect. Hallelujah. Not because of fear. Because I'm not going to get nothing from nobody. And if I hug you, it's the anointing that's going to come upon you. Rabu Shah. The word of God is inside of us. But if you don't believe it, don't go about hugging nobody. Don't go about, you know, shaking hands if you don't have faith. Now, we're not just talking about faith. We're talking about the fact that the word of God says, faith worketh by what? Love. So, we are going to talk about this dwelling, because what you're going to find out is that the dwelling in the presence of God has one common factor. L-O-V-E. Love is the word. I'm not here to talk to you about science. I'm talking about spiritual things. Because spirit first before natural. Amen? Hallelujah. We've got to confess that Jesus is Lord. 1 John 4 and verse 15. And 1 John 4, 15. First John chapter 4 and verse 15. He says, whosoever shall confess or say the same thing, that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. God dwells in you, and you dwell in God. Verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is what? Love. And he that dwelleth in what? Love. Dwelleth in whom? In God, and God in him. You got to dwell in love. He that abides in the secret place of the Most High God abides under the shadow of the Almighty, under the covering of the Almighty. That means walking in love. So no love, this doesn't work. It's not going to work because you quoted it. Verse 17. Herein is our love made perfect, mature, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Amen? As he is, so are we in this world. Now, what does that mean to me? It means that if God doesn't get sick, I'm like him in this world. God is not in heaven or in the earth saying, you know what? I got to give you 3 feet, 3 meters. It's not in his lingo. Amen? Now we got to do, you know, when we're dealing with natural people, we deal with natural people, natural ways. But what I'm saying to you today is that your faith should not be in man's knowledge, but in the knowledge of God. If your focus is in the knowledge of man, then take all the precautions of man and live in that realm. I'm not saying act crazy. I'm saying act wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The reverence of God and what God says, that's the beginning of wisdom. That's where you start. Hello? We don't live in that world of fear. Because the word of God says, I have not given you the spirit of what? Fear. God didn't give that to me, so I don't have any reason to keep it. I have so much space, and I got to keep only that which is good in that space. And the word of God says, the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. So I want all of the good of the Lord. Amen? That's all I want, the good of the Lord. I have no space, no luggage space for anything that doesn't have to do with God. God will be renewed in the spirit of your mind. To grasp what we're talking about here. Herein is our love made what? perfect. That means, child of God, if my love is made perfect, it means that my love is growing, made complete. So in whatever area of my life, in my walk of love, that I'm not complete, God gives me an opportunity and says, there's room for growth. So I will be with you in the day of trouble, he says in Psalm 91. If you repent, I will be there. I'm always with you. I'm always with you. But once you engage love, pow, you're out of it. I'll pull you out of that mess. Amen? God is your God. You got to know that. God loves me, and I love God. But understand something. God says, how can you say that you love God if you don't love your brother that you see? So loving God is about loving each other. And God is saying to us, practice loving each other and Psalm 91 shall become your reality. In the secret place, in the presence, understand that God is everywhere present. I'm connected to God and God is connected to me. I dwell in God and God dwells in me. In other words, we are partners. If this were God and this was me, I am in him and he is in me. You got it? We're linked. Say, I'm linked to God. Amen. I'm linked to God and God is linked to me. Therefore, Satan does not have an upper hand in my life. Amen. Verse 18. There is no fear in love. When I'm walking in love, there is no fear in it. This is not the kind of cake that has cyanide mixed in it. There is no what? Fear in love. But perfect, complete love casted out fear. Fear is not cast out by prayer. Fear is not cast out by fasting. Fear is not cast out because you spoke the word. The only antidote to fear is what? L-O-V-E, love. Pow. You walk in love. You understand that God loves you. Fear goes. You love yourself, fear goes. You love others, fear goes. But where there is no love, fear is present. And the Bible says, fear hath torment. Fear will torment you. Fear will cause you to experience a total breakdown. God says, love is the antidote. He that feareth is not made, cannot be made perfect in love. Person who's living in fear cannot be perfected in love. Which means that your faith will not work. Because faith worketh by love. Now, if you're not working in that arena of love and making certain that you're continuing in love, then trying to walk the walk of faith becomes presumptuous and becomes foolish. Hello? Because Psalm 91 tells you exactly what is happening. You got to dwell in the presence of the Lord. And because of that, because you know His name, He is going to give to you angelic assistance. And because you have His love, He protects you. As He is, so am I. As He is, so am I. How is He? He is God. So God says, so are you. Act like God over COVID-19. Tell it to Vamoos. You have no place in my life. Hallelujah. 1 John 4, verse 11 says to us that we ought to love one another. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to how? Love one another. This is what you ought to do this. This is what you should do. Love one another. That's my mandate to you. 1 John 4:9. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might what? Live through Him. We live through Him, the one who was a manifestation of God's love. Yeah? Romans 1:7. We live through Him. Romans 1:7 makes a very interesting statement. I think I have the wrong verse, but let me read this. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from whom? God, our Father. Peace from whom? God, our Father. God is what? Love. So, grace to you and peace from love. When you have peace, you don't have fear. Yeah? The presence of peace is the absence of fear. Praise the Lord. We live in Him and through Him. Let's look at Hebrews 10 and verse 38 quickly. Hebrews 10 and verse 38. Now the just shall live by how? By faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. The just shall live or continue to live in faith. But if any man draw back, my soul, in that passage, is basically saying that God has a soul. You are created in His image and likeness. Yeah? God says, my soul, which is my mind, my will, my intellect, shall have no pleasure in Him. I am not going to be pleasured in the person who draws back. The just live by faith. Amen? We're not people who are one day in, another day out. We continue with God. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20 says to us, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, it is Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Who what? Loved me. And gave himself for me. So that faith is going to work because God loved me. So therefore, my faith works because it's not my faith, it is his faith. Why? Because I'm dead. If I'm dead, I cannot get deader. Hallelujah. I am breaking the English today. Glory be to God. So we're locked in with God. Acts 17 and verse 28. Acts 17 and verse 28 says something really interesting. Acts chapter 17 and verse 28. It says, in him, for in him, because in him we live and move and have our what? Being. Watch this now, watch this. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his what? Offspring. I'm an offspring of God. You know, goat produces goats. May call them kids, but they become goats. These goats. An offspring of God is God. So I live and move and have my existence as God. What does God do? How does God create? Speaks. So our believing and our testifying, our confessions is based on what we know as God beings, and therefore we speak as God. Or else, we'll die as men. Know ye not that ye are gods? That's what the word of God says. So don't you know? He says, but then you're going to die like men when you don't know that you are gods. When you don't know whose offspring you are, then you're going to live in fear. Can you see God? You can't see God. Can you see a virus? You can't. So one unseen thing is dealing with another unseen thing. But when you make that other unseen thing greater than you because you can see your physical body, this is not you. You are on the inside. You've never seen you. You're a spirit. So this spirit of God in you goes against that invisible virus that you cannot see with your natural eyes, and you tell it. You may be a crown, you may wear a crown, but that does not make you king. Hello? You may wear a crown, but that does not make you king. I'm king here. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Is somebody hearing what God is saying? Amen. Don't be timid. God has not given you the spirit of timidity, the spirit of fear, Somebody sneezed, somebody coughed. Oh my God, maybe I got it. What? We can't cough anymore? Okay. The world wants to create a new normal for everybody. Let your normal be the normal of the kingdom of God. Amen? A kingdom person. You are not dictated to or, you know, by stuff. It is the word of God that you live by. God had not given you the spirit of fear, but of what? Power. He has given you the spirit of what? Love. And the spirit of what? A sound mind. You have the mind of Christ. That's what you got to connect with. And not allow your whole system to be shut down by the spirit of fear. So, but the fear is real. Yeah, nobody's saying the fear is not real. I'm not denying the fact that there's a COVID-19. I'm not denying any of that. What I'm saying is this. That's not my portion. It shall not come nigh me. Because the Lord is sent angels to protect me. God's love is a fortress around me. I am fortified. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in me than he or it that's in the world. I got stuff in me that cannot be penetrated by the devil. And that goes to for every kind of sickness or disease. Be fierce in your faith. Because you know that God loves you. Amen? Romans 5:1. Oh, my time is going so fast. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have what? Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We've got peace. Amen? We've got peace. So someone say, I got peace. Amen. 1 John 4:4. Ye are of God. You are offspring of God. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is what? Born of God and knoweth God. Everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Everyone that loveth. So we've got to walk in love. That means we cannot walk in offense. We cannot walk in bitterness. We cannot walk in strife. For where strife is, there is every evil work. That is the atmosphere from which all evil can transpire. But that's not where we are walking from. We are born of God. And 1 John 5:3-5 says this. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And what is his commandments? Love God, love your neighbor as yourself. And his commandments are not grievous. His commandments are not going to cause you grief. They are not burdensome. For this is the love, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Verse 4. For whatsoever is born of what? God. Overcometh the world. And this is the what? Victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now, the proper punctuation will be right there, and this is a victory that overcometh the world, semicolon, even our faith, because verse 5 tells us what that victory is. Verse 5 says, who is he that overcometh the world? It is a who is he, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. And who is it that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? The one that loves God. Yeah? So I am the one that overcomes the world. Is this clear? Understood? Because if you don't understand it, the devil can come grab the word and then you're back to square one. But if you understand the word and understand the importance of love in this equation, then these three things become absolute in what we're talking about. Number one, we understand that abiding in the presence of God is abiding in the presence of love, walking in love. Number one, that means not walking in deception, not walking, in greed, loving God. Loving God means you trust God, because you cannot trust God if you don't love God. When you love God, you are sold out to God. So when you love God, it doesn't matter if the government comes tomorrow and says, you know what? We have decided, because of what happened with COVID-19, that we are not going to give charitable preference to people who give to churches, so no more income tax special returns discount for you. That does not determine how you give to God. Honoring God, loving God means that you seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, so every other thing can be added to you. So it doesn't matter whether, if the government comes tomorrow and says, you know what, we're closing down churches, nobody goes to church. That's no gathering anywhere, that you know, wait a minute, I have to give because I love God, because the house of God must continue to take care of what it needs to take care of. And you send your funds, whether you came to a service, or we'll still have a service, because we will have a whole lot of space between the audio department and me over here, and we'll record and we'll stream it. Amen. Hallelujah. This cannot be stopped. Glory be to God. The world, you give to Caesar what Caesar believes. So if they say, don't have church services, we won't have church services. But they did not say, I cannot stream. Hallelujah. The anointing shall break through. Hallelujah. So we'll still do what we got to do. If you have to stay at home. But it's not going to be because I'm afraid. It's just going to be because, well, that's what they said we should do. Somebody listening? Hallelujah. And all you just need to do is just send your money through Glory and Peace email. And the work of God continues. But that is not going to happen. That's not our portion. Amen? Hallelujah. We are the people of God, anointed by God for a greater purpose. Blessed be the name of the Most High God. Amen. Have you been blessed by the word? Then give a good shout unto the Lord. Amen. God is good. God is good. God is good. Amen. Be encouraged in your faith. We'll be back tonight for another wonderful time in the presence of God. Remember that where love is, you cannot have offense. You cannot have bitterness. You cannot have unforgiveness. You cannot act crazy. Amen? Love doesn't think evil. Love is not brash. Love cares. And that's how it works. Amen? So I encourage you to go back to Psalm 91 and look for the because and the for. So you know how it works. Praise God. God is good. Amen. We bless those of you who've been listening to us online. May the Lord continue to encourage your hearts and establish you in your going out and in your coming in. And understand that you need not live in fear, not for a moment. Whether you are riding by yourself or with other people, you're in the shopping mall or wherever at the workplace, you know, fear is not your portion. Amen? And because of you, may God protect everyone around you. Hallelujah. You are not going to have need to self-quarantine because you were around somebody that had whatever. Because God will keep you away from those kind of people. Amen? You are walking in divine health. The grace of God is sufficient, and God will establish you in your going out and in your coming in. May God's peace garrison your heart, and may the joy of the Lord forever be your strength. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We'll cut off from those of you who are listening online, and at this time I'm going to ask for those who are here.